At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are we about to witness another epic collapse, Jeff Parles? 17-0 run by the Los Angeles Clippers just snapped by a Royce O'Neal dunk, but Terrence Mann,
That was a heat check, even though it was only a 9-footer, the way that he put that up there, Tim.
The Utah Jazz led 72-50 at halftime, and Jared Smith, I thought, made a very astute point where he said, in this postseason, nobody's scared. Your bets are never comfortable. Well, I've got a money line parlay tonight with the road team to win this game. They were up 22 at the half. They are now only up by 4. They have been outscored 38-20 in this second quarter. Two nights ago, we witnessed a team in the Atlanta Hawks outscore the 76ers on the road 40-19 in the fourth quarter. And wow, Terrence Mann actually missed the shot. But it is a 4-point game right now in Los Angeles, Jeff. Crazy.
Now, the big question is how much is left in the tank for the fourth quarter for the Clippers now? And the one thing that I will say is the Jazz defense, and again, this goes back to what I was talking about last night. The total was too low.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Utah Jazz are not good defensively right now, Tim, and they're still good offensively. And look, we're at 92-88 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. This thing's going to go screaming over in all likelihood. But look, it's just one of those where Utah is giving up a lot in transition in this run, and they're giving up open corner threes. Even that miss by Mann was an open corner three. And look, Tim, the two most efficient shots in basketball at this point are layups and dunks, and corner threes. And the Clippers have had a ton of good looks in this quarter. That's why this is a tight game all of a sudden.
Terrence Mann taking a little breather here with 31 seconds
to
go.
He's earned it, Tim.
34 points for Terrence Mann, as mentioned on the ESPN broadcast. He has never scored more points than that in his NBA career. I think that is acceptable.
20 and a quarter,
or
Tim,
in his collegiate career at Florida State. Yeah, 20 has been
20 and a third.
Out of the rotation. Out of the rotation, Terrence Mann. It is a 6-point game right now, and it is now a 3-point
game.
Reggie Jackson burying a three. And we are heading to the fourth quarter, 94-91. They erased a 22-point deficit and they will head into the fourth quarter. I cannot wait to see what the line is going to be here at Circa. The second half line, if you're wondering, here at Circa, was 4.5 for the Clippers. So if you add that together, that is 17.5. That's what the Clippers were underdogs by starting this second half.
Oh, man.
It is now a three-point game. Three is 94-91. The Clippers outscored the Jazz 41-22. Terrence Mann had, what, 20 points in that third quarter?
Look, 41-22 for the quarter in favor of the Clippers. Even if Utah blows this, they will have, it ends your season. That outdoes what Philadelphia did the other day then, Tim. It really does.
Yeah. And Jazz now -3. So they're expecting.
It's an even fourth quarter. They're still believing the Clippers
won't come back. -3 for the Jazz in this fourth quarter. 94-91. Terrence Mann, 34 points. Paul George, 18 points. So he's got work to do if you took the over on the 30.5. Donovan Mitchell is almost there to his over. He's at 30 right now with his pregame at DraftKings, 32.5. 94-91 after three quarters. It was 72-50 at halftime. And it is now a three-point game. It's the nightcap. Johnny coming up right now. Here we go. Third and final hour of the week. It is the nightcap on a Friday. That's Jeff Parles. I'm Tim Murray. Jeff Parles, not sweating out his play.
At least right now, for right now, until we get the always loved 15-15 fourth quarter, Tim.
Jeff's got over 220 and 221,
yep.
A total of 185 right now heading into the fourth quarter, and your in-game total here at Circa, 241.5.
I would not bet it under that number still, Tim. Wouldn't do it.
The Jazz are -3 right now on the live line. It is a 94-91 game. Jazz had a 22-point halftime lead. It is now a three-point game, and you see it right there. Got to imagine a whole lot of people taking plus money. You can get Clippers +175 right now. That seems a little juicy. So, let's bring in Johnny Avello. He can maybe make some sense of the NBA playoffs. We'll talk some U.S. Open as well. Johnny, this postseason is out of its mind. Obviously, all the injuries, and then in-game 20-point leads are no longer safe. So how has the in-game betting been for you guys at DraftKings because of how things have played out with the Hawks and their comeback wins, with what we're seeing here tonight? This has become a regular occurrence. Are you seeing your customers just taking bloated plus money in-game lines, hoping that we will see a comeback?
Well, first of all, Tim, comebacks in the NBA 20 points down are nothing new.
Right.
This happens every night of the week. These guys play and put on their best performance when they're down, in a whole quarter to go. That's the way they like to play. Our customers have always taken the plus, when a team's down 20, especially when it's a quality team, and especially in the playoffs, knowing what we've seen so far. So it seems to be the right way to be betting these games, and it seemed to be the right way to bet them last year, the year before that, and 5 years before that. So what I'm seeing is not any changes from, what I've been aware of over the past 5 years in the NBA.
Johnny, we will have at least two game sevens. Let's start with the first one tomorrow night. Brooklyn and Milwaukee, it's a pick or laying a half for Brooklyn right now at your shop with a low total of 215, the lowest in this series that we've seen in a series that's been a dead under series. What has the action been like so far about a little under 24 hours from tip?
We just went to the Bucks one. Actually, this is a game you think we would be loaded up on the Nets, and we're just not. Hmm. So it's a game that's balanced right now, even a little high on the Bucks. I would anticipate maybe some net money comes in tomorrow, but early right now with 24 hours to go, we're seeing quite a bit of Bucks money.
We got a tie ball game now. This is incredible. This is absolutely remarkable what we are witnessing in Los Angeles as the Clippers have now tied this thing up. We're talking to Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook Director. And Johnny, I think I saw you guys open Philly -7 at home. And just basing off of what we have seen recently, hard to imagine people are going to be laying that number with the Philadelphia 76ers for Sunday night's game.
Yeah, you know, the way the series is gone, you would think that they're going to take the Hawks. Now, I must tell you that this has only been up a short period of time, right. And we opened up 7, and we're at 7.5.
Well, there
so,
you go.
A couple of the early bets were on the Sixers, but, you know, from what we've seen so far, I think, you know, this is one of those series where somebody wins this game by 3 or 5 points. That's what it appears.
Johnny, just looking at what a potential Western Conference final would be. Do you have any idea what the pricing would be on a Suns-Clippers series or a Suns-Utah series, regardless of whatever the result comes? We know Phoenix will be there.
You know, a Suns-Utah series is a little bit easier to make a price on, and that would be a pretty close series. It's the Clipper team that's kind of just throwing us off. I mean, don't know what to expect from this team right now. It's a team that was we certainly have money, future book money on them. I would consider us to be in okay shape. I don't know if the Clippers are a team that can win it all. It doesn't appear to be at this time, but I don't know. That one's a little more difficult right now.
The Clippers just took the lead for the first time since it was 40-39. They've overcome a 25-point deficit in this game here tonight. Johnny, I'm just curious that the process for you guys as we switch to golf. I know you love golf, and the offerings you guys have at DraftKings are always tremendous. But you've been doing in-round updates. How has this gone for you guys? Because it's really kind of unique in the sense of how you guys have been updating your odds all throughout the rounds.
It's been excellent, Tim. First of all, you see the way these guys play. They make a little bit of a run. They do a couple of holes. They'll birdie in a row, and then they'll stay flat for 4 or 5 holes, or they'll go back another hole. It's been great for us. It really has. Lot of action on the in-game with all the offerings we have up. This to me is the only way to book golf, pre and during the match, because it's so exciting in the way golf is played, and guys are on the top, and tomorrow they'll be 5 over. So I like what I see in the way the bets are coming in.
Johnny, just the pre-tournament, obviously you guys have the big markets that out there, top 10, top 20, top 30, top 40, obviously the traditional to win markets. Were there any markets that were particularly bet at your shop?
The whoever's going to win the tournament, betting the straight up winner, that always takes the most money. But, we offered these markets, these top 5 and top 10, top 20, top 30. They always take money. You have to lay a little bit more juice than you might want to, because if you want to bet somebody to finish in the top 10 or 20, and you want to get a plus, you're looking at, somebody down the line a little bit. You'd be looking at a guy like a Harris English or a Dan Berger or somebody like that. So, but the top market is always the whoever's going to win the tournament.
Back once again to Johnny Avello. Johnny, well, from what you've seen, let's start with your bets. You're a big golf bettor. Well, we know you're probably looking around town for some plays. So who did you have in your pocket heading into the tournament?
I never do this either, but I did bet Rahm because I got 11-1. And I know Rahm plays well on this course, and I expect him to be around. Whether he wins it or not, I don't know. I did take an in-game wager today, Morikawa at 42-1. But I had some other guys at pregame, too. Some of the guys are not doing so well right now. So, you know how golf is. Paul Casey's one of my guys, and he certainly did not have a great couple of days. So I'm still picking around, Tim. I'm not done yet. I'm still looking for some value.
Johnny, the hockey, we'll go there. VGK loses to Montreal tonight, 3-2. The Canadiens take a series lead of 2-1. The Islanders are trailing the Lightning, 2-1, game 4 tomorrow night. Tampa a favorite in that one. Just with these two series right now, have you guys put up a new number yet for the VGK Montreal series? And what has the action been on that Islander Lightning series?
Yeah, we did put a new line up. That series now is pretty much a pick. The Knights are minus 112. The Canadiens are minus 106. The Canadiens were outshot tonight like 2-1 and won the game. And they did skate a lot better in overtime. I must tell you, they looked a lot quicker in overtime. I think they were feeling it. They got their mojo back, and that late goal kind of elevated the team's psyche. But you know, the Knights are still getting the shots they need to get. This series is, even though Montreal has a 2-1 lead, just goes to show you that the Vegas Knights are still a small favorite. I expect to see a ton of Golden Knight money in the next game. Next one, they could be in serious trouble. So expecting a lot of money on the Knights next game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I would imagine tons of money flooding in on the Knights, not only in the series price that you guys put up, but also in the next game. Johnny, always a pleasure. Before we let you run, anything you guys have been seeing for tomorrow night's Islanders Lightning game?
We took a lot of Lightning money the last game, so I would expect that this game is, you know, kind of bad. It'll certainly have a fair amount of handle on it tomorrow. I expect probably Islander money tomorrow. The Islanders have played well so far. A good defensive team. You know, they could have been up 2-1, but they're not. I expect the home team tomorrow night to grab some money.
He's Johnny Avello, sportsbook director at DraftKings. Johnny, always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
There he is, Johnny Avello. This game has gone off the rails.
This is a complete and utter melt by Utah. Complete melt. 107-100. LA Clippers, Tim.
They've been outscored 57-28 in the second half. And what did I say going into this quarter? Plus 175 the Clippers were for the money line. And I said, man, that seems pretty tempting. I didn't pull the trigger.
Neither
it was too late. They're up 7. Now, it's not over. 8:39 to go. But from everything you've witnessed in this game, Jazz are cooked.
Do you want plus 225 on Utah money line?
No. Do not.
I agree with you. I think this
no.
is. I again, I've had a good night of almost jinxing things, but look, Tim,
at
this
4.5, I think about laying 4.5 with the Clippers.
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far. But look, this is an avalanche right now. It's a complete and utter avalanche in the second half.
The Jazz are clippering tonight.
Yeah. Well, look. Hey, look. This is if Utah loses this series, think about their last two postseasons now, Tim. They were up 3-1 on the Nuggets last year in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You had the pause in between games in the bubble
right.
in that first round, and Denver came back and won 3 in a row. Now you have this, which I would – look, that was bad last year in the bubble, blowing a 3-1 lead. This is much, much, much worse if Utah does not come back from 7 down here and forces a game 7 and then wins said game 7, Tim. Because you are facing a Clipper team without Kawhi Leonard. Without Kawhi Leonard. And you lose at home game 5. And now game 6, you're legitimately up 25 points in the second half. And now you're down 7. Then Terrence Mann go for 34 on you. This is a... This makes the Sixers loss the other night, which was all-time bad for them, honestly look like child's play. Because this ends your season with a choke against an undermanned team that, quite frankly, Tim, you can't lose either of these games if you're Utah. This needed to be done at 6 as soon as Kawhi got hurt.
The Utah Jazz were an 8.5-point home favorite in Game 5.
Yep.
They lose that game by 8. And now tonight, a 3-point favorite, up 22 at the half, a 17.5-point favorite in the second half to start the second half, and they are now trailing by 4. Bogdanović just buried a 3. Bojan Bogdanović, a huge 3. But, I mean, the Clippers are just getting open looks all over the place. The Jazz need to do something defensively to get themselves back in this game. And they also can't go crazy. But Bojan Bogdanović just hit a big couple threes.
Two big ones in a row for Bogdanović. But, look, I would almost consider zoning up here. And I know the Clippers have been hitting a lot of shots here, Tim. But it's either zone up or take Gobert off the court because they're just exploiting whoever Gobert is helping off of.
And they're just, ball movement is terrific, and they've got great shooters all over the floor. I mean, Marcus Morris isn't even on the floor right now for the Clippers, and they're just moving the ball around. Reggie Jackson has hit big threes. Obviously, we talked about Terrence Mann, what he's done here tonight. Nicholas Batum. This is a team now shooting 50% from three. And oh, by the way, Luke Kennard, who was the flamethrower late last series against Dallas, he hasn't come through with anything in this game. And Jordan Clarkson, he has gotten ice cold here. So the Clippers are just running.
Another clean look.
They've got a ton of momentum, and I mean they can't get anything. They can't get rebounds.
They're
cooked, man.
Quinn's got to take another timeout, and I think he did. But this is just a full-blown avalanche.
The Clippers just flat out want this right now. I mean, what they are doing, as you mentioned, the reports coming in from Kurt Heelan and others that are at the Staples Center right now. That apparently is alive. It is as loud as it's ever been there for a Lakers or for a Clippers game, I should say. And they are up 5, and you are very close to cashing your total here. But just real quickly to update you on the second half score, 61-34. 111-106.
That's insanity. Also, too, Tim, if CP3 to finally get to the finals has to go through the Clippers. That's all sorts of crazy irony there.
Game 1 would be on Sunday.
Yes, it would.
I thought there would be game 7, but it looks like we might have ourselves a game 1. We'll see. 7 minutes to go in this thriller as the nightcap here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the nightcap here on VSiN, and it is now a 7-point lead for the Los Angeles Clippers over the Utah Jazz. And, you know, possessions, just empty possessions. What a performance by the Clippers. And,
oh, yeah.
And an all-time meltdown by the Utah Jazz. All time.
Look, it makes the other night. And again, now is. Do it again to him, Terrence. Do it again.
It's over.
Is that 40 now for Terrence Mann?
And I didn't lay the 4.5. And I should have. This game is done.
By the way, all the overs are in also.
This is an absolute. For the Utah Jazz to be in this situation, it is. And, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, Rudy Gobert continues playoff series after playoff series continues to be a liability. Because teams go small, they work the ball around, they get him in an uncomfortable spot, and they get open looks. I mean, Terrence Mann just ate a sandwich shooting that three-pointer. He stopped, and then he hit a three. I mean, this is an absolute just meltdown. And go home, Utah. Let's get game one on Sunday, because you don't want to be in this game. This is a meltdown.
Look, we have now seen in the last.
It was +175. I'm in a decent situation with this series because I had the Clippers +175. Then I took the Utah Jazz at +145. Now, I could have just stayed with my bet and I would have had more profit. But ultimately, I hedged off it a little bit with a series price on the Utah Jazz at +145. And I played the money line parlay today, and I felt okay about it. It was a 25-point game early in the second half. And now it is a 8-point game the other way, 33-point swing.
And they might mess around and win by 20 at this rate.
But, seriously.
But look, it just... look, I you got to get... One thing I will say, it took them long enough, but you got to give Ty Lue a bunch of credit here. Because since Kawhi Leonard went out of this series, he's actually shored up the rotations and gotten them right these last two games, Tim. And JVT just tweeted this point, and he said it to us last night. Quinn Snyder had a really, really bad last few games in this series. No adjustments whatsoever after getting shellacked in the first two games in L.A. And these are just, he's getting out-coached, getting completely out-coached. And this, again, like I said in the last segment, Tim, if the Jazz don't come back from seven down in the last five and change here, the last two postseasons are as horrible of series losses as you can possibly cobble together. Up 3-1 in a series where Donovan Mitchell legitimately was scoring 50 points every other game. And now this, where arguably, a legitimate top five player gets hurt, mm-hmm. and is not playing, and without him, you lose both games. Not once. It can happen once. You lose both. And also, by the way, you got Mike Conley back tonight, and Conley's done nothing.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think we should have expected, just looking at AD and Harden, JVT made this point too. It's like, well, when he comes back, what should you really expect? You shouldn't expect a whole lot. Paul George just called for an offensive foul. Paul George, again... Maybe not a tremendous game, but he's hitting clutch shots here down the stretch for the Clippers. 27 points for Paul George here tonight, 9 rebounds. So Aaron Oster, 1 rebound away from cashing his over on the rebounds for a nice little 2-0 sweep for our guy Aaron Oster. But this is a huge possession here for the Utah Jazz. What can they get out of it with 4 and change to go? Do they find a way to, you know, cut into this deficit? And they do.
And they got 2 off of it.
So it's a 4-point game right now. They gotta have some sort of fire extinguisher out there for this Clippers offense because it is smoking hot. 68 points. Congrats to you. You got your over with ease.
Pretty easy.
Called that one last night with comfort. And I mean, this is Rudy. I can't recall a defensive player of the year that is feared less than Rudy Gobert.
Multiple time defensive player of the year.
This year's defensive player of the year, they're going at him. They look at him as a mismatch for them, and they're just attacking him.
Oh.
Absolutely attacking him. And the Utah Jazz.
Oh, they just got it back at least. But
it just feels like they don't know what to do. 3:29 to go. They're down 6 on the road. Clippers, man. JVT couldn't be happier. The biggest Clippers fan out there has to be thrilled with this performance. What a turnaround. Clippers leading by 6. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN. Looking to make some more golf bets heading into the weekend? Don't miss a special After the Cut edition of the Long Shots podcast. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds look ahead to the weekend at the U.S. Open and tell you who is worth playing and who is worth fading at Torrey Pines. The Long Shots podcast is available at vsin.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It is a show. It is a spectacle. What we are witnessing in Los Angeles. Read that.
Oh, that would be 78-46 in the second half.
That is the second half score. The Clippers have obliterated this Utah Jazz team, and they are going to be heading to the Western Conference Finals thanks to back-to-back wins without Kawhi Leonard. And they'll probably be without Kawhi Leonard the remainder of the postseason, if the reports are true, but they have gone absolutely bonkers in this second half. It was the first field goal of the second half was scored by the Jazz. It was a 3. It was 75-50. They are in the midst of a 78-43 run.
I mean, what else can he want? Tim,
Jeff?
I can't answer your question. I know where you're going. I can't answer it. I don't have a good answer.
We watched the third quarter. We watched it, and we were sitting here and witnessing one team dominating another team. And I've got the Clippers series price, but I've also got that money line parlay. So I was thinking, all right, I got a decent spot here tonight, and that juicy money line +175 was hanging there at Circa, and I said to you, "That's pretty juicy.
Should have just done it to get out of your money line parlay. You are going to get a nice little juicy price coming back on the Clippers to win the series now.
But remember, I hedged off it with Utah, and I'm kicking myself. As all bettors know, we always kick ourselves when the bets that we miss out on don't come home. And how the Jazz up 3 going into the fourth quarter, were still -3 for the game, despite being outscored by 19 in the third quarter. And they're now down by 9. And they're going to lose. And for the Phoenix Suns, who are sitting back and thinking, we've got another couple of days until we need to hit the floor. Now it's speed up the process. We're at home, but we don't know if we have our leader in Chris Paul. Nobody knows the situation there. So we'll see. And you know, I think you mentioned this during the break. I don't know how you put up a line for game one.
That was Aaron who said Aaron. I'll give Aaron credit there. But I'm with him. I think you assume CP3 is not going to play. Okay. That's number one. You assume he's not going to be in. We're getting an update tomorrow. That was what the organization said. There have been reports that it was actually a COVID positive. There's no reason to believe that's not true at this point. If there's no CP3, no Kawhi, games in Phoenix, I would still make Phoenix probably 4.5. That would be my guess. But who knows? I mean, look, this is a massive exorcism for the entire Clipper franchise, especially what happened to them last year, Tim, where they're up 3-1 is the clearly superior team to Denver, and they blow that series. And now, without Kawhi Leonard, again, we're not talking about like a superstar who hasn't won in the past. Kawhi Leonard legitimately was the best player on 2 NBA championship teams. He won a title in Toronto, which is something that everyone thought was impossible to do. And he didn't play. He didn't play these last 2 games, and the Clippers have won both games. And I understand it's going to take 40 from Terrence Mann to get it done tonight, but if you're the Utah Jazz, what the Sixers did the other night, and also what the Sixers did the other night may end up being moot because the Sixers might win that series still. But for your season to come to an end, up 25 in the third quarter with no Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers against a franchise that has legitimately never made the Western Conference Finals, and you get roasted in the second half to give up 80 in the second half to this team with the Defensive Player of the Year on the floor, which, by the way, was totally useless this entire second half, you have a lot of soul-searching to do moving forward. And not only for Snyder, who I think is a really good head coach, who had a horrible series, and for a guy like Gobert, who's like, look, you can't win with him at this point as a key cog. You just can't. It's not that's his type of player doesn't work in this age of the NBA. And I'm not saying Rudy Gobert is a bad player. He's not. He's a legitimate all-NBA type center. But his type of player does not work in this age.
We continue to see it year after year that Rudy Gobert, all-star, defensive player of the year, but when you get into these chess matches, he becomes a liability. And he was, the Clippers, it took them a while. For some reason, Ty Lue continued to play Zubats. Hey, guess what? Something I said against Dallas. Zubats shouldn't be on the floor. He played 6 minutes tonight. He should not be on the floor. And this thing is all but over.
It's done.
And it's a formality now with the final seconds ticking off. So we're going to have a game one on
Sunday
afternoon. Clippers and Suns. We don't know whether or not Chris Paul will be able to play. So game one price, series price. We probably won't know anything until we get an update tomorrow from the Phoenix Suns. But I tell you what, man, you know, JVT is obviously bullish on the Clippers. He loves the Clippers, big Clippers fan. He's got many investments in the Clippers. And I was with him about game five. I took the 8.5. I thought it was a crazy overreaction. I know when he's going to say that this team is good enough to win a championship. I don't know if they are, but man, it is hard not to be impressed from what we saw in the second half. The toughness of this team, the resolve. I mean, this is just a badass performance. I mean, they have dropped 80 in the second half. They have gotten performances from Terrence Mann for 39. Paul George, by the way, has just been taken out, so sorry, Aaron Oster. He only finishes with 9 rebounds. 28 points for Paul George. Paul George has gotten a lot of crap, including myself.
Yeah,
we've all jumped on the fun.
And he deserved it, too.
And he, in the last 3 games, has stepped up massively. At last 4 games. Good for him. Good for the Clippers.
And not only this, Tim, the closing lineup in this game. Jackson, Beverly, Mann, Batum, George. That was the lineup that did the damage here. Incredible. Absolutely incredible performance by the Clippers in the second half.
Clippers on to the Western Conference Finals, where they will meet the Phoenix Suns on Sunday. What a turnaround, a second half. Didn't see this one coming. It's been par of the course for these NBA playoffs. It's a nightcap here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. It is over, officially. The Los Angeles Clippers headed to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in franchise history as they come from 25 down in the second half, down 22 at the half, and they win by a final of 131 to 119. Terrence Mann was absolutely unbelievable tonight as he scored 20 points in the fourth quarter, Jeff.
Third quarter. Yep.
And he finishes with 39 points in this game. He goes 15 of 21 from the field, 7 of 10 from three. And Paul George, give him a ton of credit. Paul George, all the jokes, everything. 28 points tonight, 9 boards, 7 assists. Reggie Jackson had 27 points. And I think you said right before we came back on air, thought he had a great point about the hot takes that were out there after the first two games of the Dallas Mavericks series.
I mean, look, it was after the first two of the Dallas series. It was after game 5 in the Dallas series. It was after the first two games of this series. That basically Kawhi Leonard's going to be on the Miami Heat next year. That Paul George is going to be a languishing superstar doing it all on his own with no help and being content with 7 seeds for the rest of his career with the Clippers. Now the Clippers are in the Western Conference Finals when Kawhi legitimately is hurt and not playing these last two games. And look, Tim, all the credit for this Clipper team to come together, win these last two games against Utah. Now, again, I have no idea what a Clippers Sun price is going to be. I have no clue. Mm-mm. I think game one's going to be Phoenix -4.5, but who knows? We don't know. We assume Kawhi, we're not going to see him. We don't know how long we won't see Chris Paul for with that COVID positive. But look, now in the last three nights, Tim, we have seen two of the worst postseason losses that I can ever remember. And the Philly one was bad, but what we said in the last segment,
and they can overcome it.
I think that's going to be moot by the end of Sunday night. Going to be completely moot that Philly's going to win game 7. And you know what? They will have had to have worked a little harder, and it may hurt them in the Brooklyn or Milwaukee series. But for this series, they still got it done. For Utah's season to end tonight with a 25-point lead with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter is absolutely flabbergasting. And again, this is how franchises shift. Not being down 2-0 to a team you're supposed to be beating. Not being down 3-2 to a team you're supposed to be beating. But actually losing a series in this fashion like Utah did. And there are going to be all sorts of questions moving forward for that franchise. And look, if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I mean, Donovan Mitchell played his behind off this entire series, and it still was not enough.
Donovan Mitchell tonight had a stat line I don't think we've ever seen before. He had 39 points. He had 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 9 three-pointers. First player in NBA history with this stat line or better in a playoff game. And yes, it was not enough. Clippers on to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in franchise history. A franchise that's been around for 50 years and really was the laughingstock for
the last ones to make one
for many, many years. And now, come Sunday, they'll be in it. They'll be in Phoenix. And, you know, we made all the jokes. I mocked them for losing on purpose those final two games against Oklahoma City and Houston to avoid the Lakers. Well, who's laughing now? They are in the Western Conference Finals, and this performance was a performance from the ages by this Clippers team. And for a team that last year wilted like a flower down in Orlando up 3-1, Jeff, what ultimately happens? They come back down in this series, down 2-0, win 4 straight, lose their best player, and without their best player, they go on the road, they win by 8 as an 8-point underdog, and then tonight, overcome a 25-point halftime deficit, score 81 points in the second half, outscored the Jazz 81-47. Remarkable.
So from ESPN Stats and Info tonight, Clippers down 25, okay? Tonight was the largest comeback in a series-clinching game over the last 25 seasons, Tim. No one had even come down back from 20 down to clinch a series in a series-clinching game. For Utah, over the last 25 seasons, they were 232-1 when leading by 25 or more in a game. They are now 232-2 after tonight.
Yeah, so now we've got ourselves a Western Conference Finals. Suns will be taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Game one, as we mentioned, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on Sunday in Phoenix. Still don't know about Chris Paul. I would pick the Suns to win this series, but right now I can't because I just don't know. I mean, Chris Paul is the straw that stirs that drink, and right now this Clippers team is playing just out of their mind at this point in time.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, Tim. What did I say the line was going to be in the open?
4.5.
It opens 4.
There you go.
Not too bad for me.
There you go. Nice.
Not too bad.
Well done. So I'm a little bummed out. It felt like my money line parlay would come home. That was the add-in. The series price for the Clippers does come through, but, you know, I'm always bitter. You always want more. I should have played it at plus 175. And hell, I even told you, I was like, it was 4.5?
Yeah.
At the first media timeout in the fourth quarter. No, it was 4.5 to start the quarter. I said, I would even play that.
Yeah.
But credit to the Clippers, and to your point, a lot of questions about this Utah Jazz team. That was ugly.
That was brutal. That was brutal. I will
4 straight losses, and without Kawhi Leonard in the last two, to blow a 25-point lead, that was absolutely disgusting.
And I will say this. I will miss betting Jazz overs right in this postseason because those totals were too low all the way through. And today we just got a wackadoo over. We didn't even have to sweat that.
You know, it's funny thinking back to game one. Kawhi Leonard getting into the paint a couple times, always kicking it out. DeMarcus Cousins, for some reason, was playing, pump faking all over the place. They figured it out. The Clippers did. It took them too long, in my opinion, but they got there. They went small, didn't play Zubac. They only played him 6 minutes. DeMarcus Cousins doesn't play tonight, rightfully so. Rudy Gobert, a team worst, minus 24 tonight. He had no blocks.
Kind of surprised it was that even that good.
He was
with the way that went.
He has become, teams are figuring him out. And that's why you and I talked about why the Suns may prefer to play the Utah Jazz, because they could take advantage of that. And they took advantage of it in the regular season. They were 3-0. Now, even without Kawhi, the guard play right now for this Clippers team is spectacular. Reggie Jackson, Terrence Mann, Paul George, Batum was hitting threes all over the place. I mean, the one thing, though, you have to wonder, and this is something that, you know, JVT always talks about, is Terrence Mann ever going to go 7-for-10 from three again?
No.
Is Nicholas Batum going 4-for-6 from three again?
That's more real.
Maybe.
Because
is Terrence Mann having 39 points, points in the third quarter again?
That was the one I was going to. There is a very, very minimal chance of that ever occurring again, Tim.
So, there you have it. Game one on Sunday, early line, Suns minus -4, and we'll find out more about Chris Paul come tomorrow. Let's get to, before we get out of here, back to Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Game 7 tomorrow night should be great in Brooklyn, Barclays Center, 8:35 tip on the East, 5:35 Pacific time. Most spots around town have it a pick. DraftKings has actually just moved to Brooklyn minus -1. This thing opened market-wide around 1.5. Now it is at a pick. And the total keeps going down, man. It's down to 214.5. First game, 239.5, has now moved 25 points to where we are right now. I've got a couple hands at cookie jars in this one. I've got a Suns losing to Nets exacta future at plus 750. And then I also have Milwaukee. Remember, I talked about it. Once it got to plus 200 pre-series, that was my buy point. I grabbed the Bucks. I thought that was a wasted ticket. Just throw that one out after two games. But here we are in a game 7. Who pulls this off in Brooklyn tomorrow night?
I think the Nets are going to find a way. I say that with very limited confidence, Tim, but they have the best player in the game. This is sure to be wrong, but Joe Harris has to have a positive game at some point in this series. Like, it has to show up. He's too good of a role player in order to have this just horrible of a showing like he's had this whole series. So I like Brooklyn, limited confidence in that regard. And also, Tim, I just don't trust the Bucks in a huge spot. I just don't. And home court advantages meant a lot in this series. All six games have been won by the home team so far, Tim.
Yeah, and I mentioned it last night, the stat that is out there for game sevens, 109-31 for home teams in game sevens. And that, thanks to our friend Chris Miles. If I had to pick it, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to sit back, take it in, because just of where I sit right now, position-wise. But if I had to pick it, I guess I would pick Brooklyn. Budenholzer has had some shaky coaching decisions, I feel like, in this series. And for him to be trusted in this Game 7 on the road with the best player being on the opponent's team and Kevin Durant, not confident like you. I would play the Nets, and I would actually play the over. Got to. 25-point adjustment, man. Come on.
You're getting 88-86. That's what's gonna happen.
We're going back to Knicks Pistons. Thanks to Alex Schiffer. Thanks to Jared Smith. Thanks to Johnny Avell. Thanks to Banksy for coming in. This is the Nightcap here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.